the best-selling albums from one of the greatest bands of all time. Grand On Stage presents Classic Albums Live, performing Queen's News of the World. We will rock you. We are the champions. An authentic recreation. Note for note, cut for cut. Plus, a performance of Queen's greatest hits. Friday, November 29th at Kingston Grand Theater. Tickets for Classic Albums Live and the rest of the Grand On Stage season are on sale now at kingstongrand.ca.
Pull up that easy chair and sit right down for the best music in your town. On
the next Wayback Country Jamboree, coming up next on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, Steve, the snowman was alive as he could be.
Christmas time to come in, and I know I'm going home.
This is Lorne Green. The spirit of Christmas does wondrous things to the peoples of the earth. Fighting stops, wars stop, arguments stop, families unite, friends unite, gifts are given, friendships are given, and everyone joins in the spirit of Christmas. Join us as we explore the spirit of Christmas.
We'll have a good old country Christmas, all right.
Merry Christmas, everybody out there in radio world. This here is your old host with most country rush music, Johnny Woodlock. Host the Wayback Country Jamboree, and this time of year, Wayback Country Christmas Jamboree. I hope y'all enjoy the next 3 hours as we pay tribute to a real old-time country Christmas. And Merry Christmas, friends, from the Wayback Country Jamboree.
We'll open up our presents Christmas Eve about midnight. We'll have a good old...
Well, good morning to each and every one of you downtown Kingston listening area, the Wayback Country Jamboree, and I would like to welcome y'all into the Wayback Country Christmas 2024. As we celebrate our first of four special Christmas tributes to this blessed time of year, we would like to also remind y'all that this is our 8th annual tribute to Canadian Country Christmas. Most of today's songs will be by Canadian artists, especially those out of the Ottawa Valley, as this is our tribute to the Ottawa Valley Country Music Christmas that was always called Christmas in the Valley. We would like to also dedicate this program lovingly to two special ladies who graced my life. However, for a short time, they are forever remembered for their memories that they left us here on Earth, and who are sadly no longer with us. First of all, it's going to be my late Granny Marg, who passed away 14 years ago tomorrow, the 2nd of December. And then following that, it will also be going out in loving memory of my soulmate, Miss Velma Lapointe, who left this world 2 years ago Wednesday, the 4th of December, 2022. If anything that these two ladies have taught me, it was to be a proud Canadian and live life to its fullest. With that mentioned, I would like to celebrate today's Christmas in Canada with Wayne Rostad, the true Canadian country music pioneer and Valley legend. Now, let's go back to sharing a little bit of history on the Christmas in the Valley programs. It was originally brought out in 1979 when Wayne Rostad would record one of the most identical classics to do with the Ottawa Valley and also Christmas music. That, of course, was the Christmas in the Valley song, which has since become a true treasure of the Ottawa Valley. We would also like to open up today's program with none other than Mr. Ottawa Valley himself, Mac Beatty, who for many years was always known as the King of the Ottawa Valley Entertainers. Then we'll follow with Wayne Rostad himself in a song called We're Gonna Sing. So with that, I'd like to say good morning to all my listeners out there listening in on CFRC 101.9 FM from the heart of downtown Kingston, Ontario, and also welcome y'all to Christmas season 2024. Good morning, friends.
Come gather around me and pay good attention. A story I'll tell you in rhyme of the beautiful land that I'm honored to mention, this Ottawa Valley of mine. From the Lake of Two Mountains to Mattawa Town, Smith Falls to the Gatineau Line, it's a land of great size and a sports paradise in this Ottawa Valley of mine. Now the people that live here, they don't quarrel or quibble, they work hard but like a good time. It's the home of step dancing, the good old time fiddle, this Ottawa Valley of mine. From the hills of Deep River to Buckingham's Mills, from Shawville to Perth on the Tay,
and mirth. There's no place here on earth like the Ottawa Valley, they say. Football, in baseball we're able, but hockey is our own design. In the big hall of fame we are the hockey cradle, this Ottawa Valley of mine. There's the Bouchers, Frank Nyber, Bill Cowley, Todd Sloan, the Geese, Rex and Finnegan's too. We have played it and made it, the big hockey cradle, and we're mighty proud of it too. Of Meerschaum and Quinn, our capital city, and the Parliament building so fine. And perhaps I might mention the famous Laurentian, this Ottawa Valley of mine. So join us a while in centennial year, and we're sure you will have a good time. When we drive the big rafts down the Ottawa River in this good old valley of mine.
Just coming up the walk, better run and open the door. Get the shortbread out, put it on a plate, have the eggnog ready to pour. And get your voices ready, you're gonna wanna sing along when the Christmas in the Valley singers sing your Christmas songs. We're gonna sing
joy to the world,
we're gonna sing
hark the herald,
we're gonna sing
came upon a midnight clear.
We're gonna sing
every Christmas carol that we can remember.
We're gonna end with a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Some of us can sing in tune, others sing loud and clear. And we've got a version of We Three Kings that you've really got to hear.
We Three Kings of all traversed afar.
Oh, we're gonna sing
joy to the world,
we're gonna sing
hark the herald,
we're gonna sing
thank the halls,
and it came upon a midnight clear. We're gonna sing
every Christmas carol that we can remember.
We're gonna end with a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Bless the house that has welcomed us and shared its Christmas cheer. Joy to all of the hearts within, joy throughout the year. Good luck to all of the carolers as down the road you go. May you all be warmed by a toddy and be kissed neath the mistletoe. We're gonna sing
joy to the world,
we're gonna sing
hark the herald,
we're gonna sing
came upon a midnight clear.
We're gonna sing
every Christmas carol that we can remember.
We're gonna end with a Merry Christmas
and a Happy New Year.
We're gonna sing
joy to the world,
we're gonna sing
hark the herald,
we're gonna sing
thank the halls, and it came upon a midnight clear.
We're gonna sing
every Christmas carol that we can remember.
We're gonna sing
joy to the world,
we're gonna sing
hark the herald,
we're gonna sing
deck the halls,
and it came upon a midnight clear. We're gonna sing
every Christmas carol
that we can remember. We're gonna end with a Merry Christmas
and a Happy New Year.
Well, yes, friends, following those classic opening songs this morning, we are back here on the Way Back Country Jamboree Morning Show, as well as Canadian Country Christmas, our eighth in our series of shows since 2016. With that mentioned, I would like to send out some special dedications, first of all, for my beloved Mama Dawn. For her today will be our dear friend, Miss Naomi Bristol, joined with Bill Anderson, and it'll be a Pope Folks Christmas. Then we'll follow with a song going out to my stepdad and one of my best friends, Big Daddy Al, who always loves the squirrels around here. So for Big Daddy Al, it'll be the Moffats from 1995 and Earl the Christmas Squirrel. Then we'll wrap up this set with another song going out in loving memory of my late grandmother, Granny Marg, and also my soulmate, Miss Velma LaPointe, Miss Jenny, to the bands of the show. For them today in loving memory, it'll be the King of Canadian Country Music, Stompin' Tom Connors, and a classic called Christmas Angel. With that, I would like to welcome you all into the Way Back Country Christmas in Canada tribute and say good morning to all my fans out there and, of course, friends.
There's a whole lot of people looking down their noses at me, 'cause I didn't come from a wealthy family. I guess I learned to take it for most of the year, but every December when Christmas drew near and all the other families were out spreading cheer, we were sitting home being poor folk. Our Christmas shopping was a thumbing for a new catalog, looking and wishing and wanting everything we saw. Little toy trains and little toy boots, and sister kept looking at the little girl's coats. We all sat down and wrote Santa a note, but Santa don't come to see poor folk, and we wasn't nothing but poor folk. And if we had Christmas, well, we made it ourselves. Daddy took an axe and Daddy chopped a pine tree down. The only decorations were the ones we made or found. Brother Wes saw some holly in a rich man's yard. He picked it up fast and he ran home hard. Mama knew he stole it, but bless her heart, Christmas ain't easy on poor folk. Time for whipping poke poke.
I remember one Christmas it was blowing on a snowy me. Wasn't nothing in the kitchen but a few of Mama's home canned beans. Some ladies from the church brought a basket of food. Mama kind of smiled and she said, "That's good, but why don't y'all take it to the folks down the road? They ain't got as much as we do." "Why, they're just poor folks." She only got the chicken enough to make some homemade bread. But you'd have thought we was feasting from the blessing that my daddy said. And later when the kids was tucked in tight and the fire wasn't nothing but a flickering light, you ought to heard my mama sing Silent Night. 'Cause that's what you do when you're poor folks.
And we was nothing but poor folk.
Oh, Christmas time when you're poor folks.
Mom and my dad was poor folk.
Oh, the Lord must have loved us poor folks.
The dog and the cat was poor folk.
He sure made a pass of love.
Christmas from us poor folk.
Merry Christmas.
Earl the Christmas squirrel works from dawn till dusk, scurrying all around the world collecting Christmas nuts, walnuts, chestnuts, hazelnuts, peanuts, and on his white nuts over coconuts and macadamias too. Long ago one winter day, Santa was riding on his sleigh, and he saw Earl jumping through the trees. He stopped and watched for a little while.
squirrel works from night till dusk, scurrying all around the world collecting Christmas nuts. Walnuts, chestnuts, hazelnuts, peanuts, Nonny's wine cruise. He goes nuts over coconuts and macadamias too. So if you see a squirrel up in a tree, you never know, it just might be
Earl gathering nuts for Christmas Eve.
Now he's a part of Santa's crew, just like the elves and Rudolph too,
working all year long for you and me.
So Earl, the Christmas squirrel, works from night till dusk, scurrying all around the world, collecting Christmas nuts. Walnuts, chestnuts, hazelnuts, peanuts, Nonny's wine cruise. He goes nuts over coconuts and macadamias too. Earl, the Christmas squirrel, works from dawn till dusk, scurrying all around the world, collecting Christmas nuts. Chestnuts, hazelnuts, peanuts, and on his wine cruise. He goes nuts over coconuts and macadamias too.
I get you on my mind every year at Christmas time, as I trim every bough, branch, and limb. But I don't want to see an angel on the tree till you're back in my arms once again. Christmas angel, I have named you since the day we first trimmed a Christmas tree. And I called it my love, and I placed up above a little angel where I wanted you to be. And I get you on my mind every year at Christmas time, as I trim every bough, branch, and limb. But I don't want to see an angel on the tree till you're back in my arms once again. Christmas angel, I have named you for the Christmas tree I'm holding in my heart. And I'm leaving a spot for your love on the top, Christmas angel, even though we're far apart. I get you on my mind every year at Christmas time, as I trim every bough, branch, and limb. But I don't want to see an angel on the tree till you're back in my arms once again. I get you on my mind every year at Christmas time, as I trim every bough, branch, and limb. But I don't want to see an angel on the tree till you're back in my arms once again. Till you're back in my arms once again.
Sleigh bells are ringing, are you listening? And the lane, snow is glistening.
Hi, this is Dina Martin, daughter of Dean Martin, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the Way Back Country Christmas. He's fabulous. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Walking in a wind.
friends, once again, it's that time in the program to send us up into the mighty Ottawa Valley. And of course, today being a Valley Christmas, we are paying tribute to a lot of the Valley legends of the Ottawa Valley, of course. But let's get it on to our great start to the Wayback Country Jamboree and Christmas Jamboree with none other than our tribute to the Ottawa Valley. Let's begin, as we always do, with sending out a song to my dear friends and radio family, Uncle Ray and Aunt Margaret Trubisky, who live up there in Eganville, Ontario. For them today will be a man who I had a lot of great respect for over the years, our late great friend, Mr. Ronnie Prophet. From Ronnie Prophet, it'll be a classic that he recorded with Chet Atkins called Blue Christmas. And I also hear from Gloria Ann Prophet that this also became a minor hit for them back in the day. Then we'll follow with a song going out to Vic and Linda May Garbutt in Iron Prior, Ontario, who hosts Vic's Country Classics from 7 to 10 every Sunday night over Valley Heritage Radio in Renfrew. For Vic and Linda May, it'll be a classic by our dear friend Howard Hayes and an all-time classic Christmas song titled All I Want for Christmas Is You. Then we'll wrap up with these legends of the Ottawa Valley with none other than the legendary Ralph Carlson. Ralph, of course, was one of the greatest voices out of the Ottawa Valley, and it'll be an all-time classic version of An Old Christmas Card, also known as a Jim Reeves classic. With that, I would like to say good morning to all our listeners up the Valley Way and also say good day to the Valley friends. Welcome in, friends, and good morning.
Christmas without you, I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white, but I have a blue, blue Christmas. Do it, yeah.
I would be to find you underneath
my tree. 'Cause all I want for Christmas, dear, is you. As precious as the moon when I found it neath our first Christmas tree. I thrill with every word, every line. Yes, I'm always sentimental round this time. If a tear should appear among my Christmas tears, it's a memory of an old Christmas card. You know, I don't know why I get the feeling sentimental about this time every year. But every time I see a Christmas card, I just can't help reminiscing about the very first Christmas that you and I spent together. What a beautiful Christmas card you gave me that year, and I know you must have looked through thousands of cards to find that wonderful poem that still brings a tear to my eye. I thrill with every word, every line. Yes, I'm always sentimental round this time. And if a tear should appear among my Christmas cheer, it's the memory of an old Christmas card. It's the memory of an old Christmas card.
Out in the barn, the cattle low. It's Christmas in the valley.
Hi, everybody. This is Wayne Rostad, and you're listening to the Wayback Country Christmas with my good friend Johnny Woodblock on CFRC 101.9 FM.
The falling snow, it's Christmas in the valley.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to welcome a very special guest of honor onto the Wayback Country Jamboree and Morning Show, as well as Christmas in the Valley. With that said, back in 1979, that's 45 years ago, Mr. Wayne Rostad recorded and also wrote one of the best Christmas anthems of the Ottawa Valley, called Christmas in the Valley. With that being said, it's a true honor, yes, to welcome our Santa Claus of the Valley, but also Mr. Christmas to our Ottawa Valley Country Christmas program. It is an honor to welcome Mr. Wayne Rostad to our program in this first part of a two-part interview. Now, following this first part, we will hear an all-time classic, as mentioned, that was recorded originally in 1979 and then again in 2003 off his own Christmas album, and that is the all-time classic titled Christmas in the Valley. So now, here's a very good friend of mine and a true honor to welcome Mr. Wayne Rostad back to our show.
Thank you. It's good to hear your voice again, you radio guy, and all the work that you do for your community. It's wonderful, Johnny.
Well, nice thank to be with you. So let's go back to when and where you were born, Wayne, if we may.
Well, are you ready to come back? Way back?
Sure.
Well, I was born in 1947.
Okay.
I belong to what I call the prehistoric club. But I was born in the Grace Hospital, for those of you who remember Ottawa back in the day. That was where all the babies were born, and I was just another one of the babies.
Yeah.
And I lived in Mechanicsville with my parents until I was five, before we moved to Old Chelsea, Quebec. And then we moved to a bunch of places over the years. We moved to Pembroke, we moved to North Bay, Dunrobin, City of Ottawa, City of Hull, Tucker. So, I say the wind everywhere he went according to how much money he was making is what it amounted to.
Well, that's true. The same as my own father, exactly. Yes.
Yeah, it's all about how many bucks you have in a tank, to determine where you live and how long, I suppose, in certain places.
That's right, for sure, Wayne, yes. So let's go back to how you got into music.
Okay. Well, that was another place we lived on Baird Street in Ottawa. Again in Ottawa, but a very inspirational time in my life. I was privileged to meet a neighbor by the name of Wayne Solvay, and the two Waynes would gather and I would listen to the big Wayne. I was the little Wayne then. I was 13 years old, and big Wayne would play the guitar and I would listen, and I got enamored with his guitar. It was just an old Stella.
Okay,
you'd grab back in the day, you'd buy those at
Sears.
At Sears. And they were a terrible guitar. I mean, the neck had no intonation, and hard to play and all that stuff. But still, it was like a look at a guitar that was ultimately going to be mine, because one day I said to Wayne Solvay, would you sell me your guitar? I asked him, because I was just enamored with how he played it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, I realized now how tuned in he was to a kid sitting in front of him who was enjoying the music. And he said, have you got any money to buy it? And I told him I did. I said, I have a bank account. And yes. And he said, well, how much money have you got in the bank account? And I told him, I have $11.
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, that's funny, because that's exactly what this guitar is worth. It's $11.
Yes.
So you bring that $11 over to me, and I'll give you this guitar.
For sure.
And that was the first guitar I ever owned. I bought it myself. And it was this Wayne Solvay who understood that this kid wanted a guitar. Like, no matter what price I'd have put on the guitar, he would have just said, that's good.
Exactly.
If I would have said only had $3, he would have said, that's exactly what the price of this guitar is.
Yes. He's
a great guy. Wayne Solvay, bless his soul, wherever he is, if he's still with us, and if by any wild chance he's listening, thank you, Wayne, for Little Wayne.
For sure, for sure. And then later in your years, your father also bought you your first professional guitar, you were telling me.
Yeah, that would be the I played the Stella for a long time, and my father could see I was serious, and I went into a music store on Frank Street, blah, 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 and Mr. Coulthard was a fellow who ran the building, and it was called Coulthard School of Music. And anyway, he'd seen lots of kids come in, and I was 16. And I came in, and I saw this sunburst, cherry sunburst Gibson J45 on the wall, and I played it. And after playing the Stella for so long, oh my God, this thing felt like a racehorse. So I told Mr. Coulthard I'd like to buy the guitar, but I said, can I get it on payments? He said, well, have you got a job? I said, well, no, kind of. I do two paper routes and stuff like that, make money. And he said, but you'll need a co-signer. He said, you have to ask your dad if he was going to give a co-sign. So I went home. Back to my dad. He was, again, he was the trucker, didn't have the bucks, you know, but we went to Coulthard's anyway, and Dad signed all the papers and said he would co-sign, and Mr. Coulthard put it through to the credit department, and they turned it down.
Oh, is that right?
My father wasn't making enough money to afford the guitar payments if I failed, you see.
Oh, okay, yes.
It was called a cosign, and the cosigner in this case didn't have the dollars behind him either. So anyway, we went back. I was brokenhearted. Mr. Coulthard saw that, I guess, because the very next day we got a phone call, Mr. Coulthard, and he said, come and see me. So my dad and I went down to see him again, and we came in, and he looked right at me. He said, now, if you were to buy this guitar, do you promise me that you would make the payments faithfully, regularly, and never miss a single payment? I said, yes, I will. I will. I promise. I promise. He said, well, okay. I'm going to co-sign for you.
Oh, wow. Yes?
I'll carry this guitar. And between him and my father and I, and I paid it all off with my paper roots. I left the paper roots and I started working at the car wash on Catherine Street to make more money and paid it off more quickly. So that was my first real guitar. And I actually went and did a gig at the Silver Spur Ranch.
Yep.
And I bought my J45 and I played my first professional gig. It made $25.
Wow, yes, and what year would that have been?
Well, you're taxing me, but let me think. I was 16, still 16, so okay. 47, 57, 67. What year was that? 47, 57?
About 63 or 64, I would imagine.
Good for you. We're doing math.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's what I was. Yeah, 60. Well, 64, I was 16. So 64, 65.
Okay, sure. So in the mid-60s. Now, did you ever think you would actually become who you have become through your music and that?
I did what everybody does when they start out. You dream about it.
Exactly.
Some people, I'm sure, think to themselves, I'm going to be, and nothing stops them. And I give them great credit for that persona. I wasn't quite that ambitious about it as much as I was curious.
Mm-hmm.
So I wondered what the future held musically, and then it was a big world to plunge into. It's like the old story is, if you want to get in the business, kid, jump in the pool.
Yes, for sure.
And, mm-hmm. and so I was kind of hesitant to jump in the pool because I wasn't sure
what the future had.
How deep were the water, you know?
Mm-hmm. For sure.
So I kind of played around a little bit on the outskirts for a while. I actually ended up in radio with CJET Smith Falls.
Yes.
When I was on the jet and I was doing radio, and then I realized I enjoyed playing the music more than I enjoyed spinning the music.
I see, yes.
So that told me what I really wanted to do. And when I went to Smith Falls to live full time, I just settled in. No sooner did I settle in than I went down to host the Honey West show. It was
Yes, for sure. For sure.
They were doing the 401 circuit, and they'd go from Cornwall all the way through the
Windsor,
all the way to Windsor.
Yes, I see.
So
yes.
I got up and I did a guest set. First, I started just introducing her as the radio host in town. You know, mm-hmm. I welcomed them to Smith's Falls and say, here they are. And then she said she heard that I sang. And she wanted to know if I'd like to sing with them.
Yes, for sure.
So I said, I'd love to. And I got up and sang, and then when I did, she said to me after, she said, I need somebody to front my show. She said, you got to come with me. You got to leave your radio job. You got to come with me. And you got to, and she laughed and said, you got to make the big bucks.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
You got to make the big bucks with me.
How long did it take you to decide?
Took me only about a week. I didn't think about it. Well, yeah, I had a steady job.
Oh, okay. Well, yes, of course.
And again, like I said, I was not that I didn't want it, but I was a little more practical. You don't just jump into the pool
put
your foot in the water.
Mm-hmm. So let's go into your On the Road Again era. A lot of our listeners will remember you for that show.
On the Road Again was a most fantastic years for me to spend in a row.
Yeah.
In any given number of years, because I was hired to do that job for 3 years, and it ended up being 22.
Exactly. Yeah.
In television terms, 22 years is a lifetime.
That's for sure, yes.
But the show survived because it was celebrating the lives of everyday people. We weren't doing the rich and the famous or trying to be fancy or whatever.
No.
Just everyday people.
Just everybody's uncle, aunt, mother, dad, whatever, exactly.
Yeah. And Colin McLaughlin. I had previously done a show in Ottawa for 10 years. I was with CBC in Ottawa. I hosted a show called Country Report. We traveled the greater region. We'd go as far as Kingston from Ottawa all the way down to Montreal, and all points in between. Anyway, CBC head office took note of the high ratings that we had, lots of viewership, and they gave us a shot at what they called the pilot series, which went for 1 year. And then the pilot series took off, and then they gave me the 3-year deal, which turned into 22 years. Best years of my life. It was fantastic because I had by then developed into a songwriter more than I had developed into a desire. I had no desire to go to Nashville. I didn't want to be a Nashville cold.
No. Okay.
I wanted to write about people in my own backyard. What happened was the TV show gave me terrific fodder for songwriting. I mean, wherever I went to do a story, there was a song.
Exactly.
So I put it all together over the years and wrote a lot of songs.
And one of the songs, of course, was Christmas in the Valley, of course. Yes.
Which was something they asked me to do in 1979. I was doing Country Report back then.
Yes.
So the producer, Don Atfield, he was the one who started thinking, well, maybe we can incorporate some of your singing and your songwriting into our TV storytelling. And it worked. It did work. We did that a lot. One day he said, we're doing the Castel Shell Choir in Old Chelsea, Quebec. And he said, I'd like you to write a Christmas song so that we can include it in the show. I said to Don, I've never written a Christmas song in my life. But I don't think it'd be any different than any other song, so sure, I'll try it.
Yeah.
Well, I went home, and much to my amazement, I wrote that song in 10 minutes.
Oh, wow, yes, and it's been with you ever since.
I've never changed a word from the day I put it down on paper. Just went down on paper just like spilt milk. It was crazy.
Exactly.
So I wrote the song out, and we performed it. It was overheard by a radio station program director at CKBY-FM Ottawa.
Mr. Ted Daigle.
Ted Daigle heard the song, and people started bugging him. Where can I get that song? I heard it on the radio. take kept telling them, no, I don't have any radio song by Rostad here. No, none at all. So he finally called me and said, Rostad, everybody's driving me nuts. They're calling here asking for a song about Christmas or something, Christmas in the valley, going to the valley or something.
Yes.
And I, at first I didn't know. Because I had written it as a one-time
deal.
After I had recorded it, you kind of just forget about it in the head, I guess. And so I said, no, I didn't. I haven't got a Christmas. Oh, I said, wait a minute. Oh. I said, about a month ago, I recorded a song called, I think they, and I didn't even know what they called it, what Don Hatfield booked it as.
I see.
I said, I think it's Christmas in the Valley. And he said, that's it. He said, that's the one they're asking for. And he said to me, he said, and you know, it's called the Hoss sometimes.
Okay, yeah.
And he said, Hoss, we got to do something about this. We got to do Wayne Rostad and Friends. You got to get your butt into the station, and we have to talk Christmas, and we have to get this song, played and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And that was the beginning of something. It led to a seven-year CD series, and the album started as vinyl, then went to CD. We did seven albums for Chio. We made over $500 million.
For sure. 7 years.
Yeah.
In the valley, and soon beneath the Christmas tree, we'll gather with our families, love in perfect harmony. It's Christmas in the valley. Oh, the valley lights will shine so bright. So right when Santa on his magic night comes to his children, there'll be sleigh bells ringing in the snow and kissing neath the mistletoe. Out in the barn, the cattle low. It's Christmas in the valley. The silent dance of falling snow, familiar songs on the radio. That's Christmas in the valley. In every town the church bells ring, in every home a young child dreams, in every heart the spirit sings. Christmas in the valley. Oh, the valley lights will shine so bright. All the world will be so right when Santa on that magic night comes to his children. There'll be sleigh bells ringing in the snow and kissing me the mistletoe. Christmas in the valley. Out in the barn, the cattle low. It's Christmas in the valley.
Yes, friends, I do hope y'all enjoyed that first visit with our dear friend Wayne Rostad, innovator and creator of the Christmas in the Valley project back in the 1970s and 80s. As I welcome y'all back in here once again, it is that time in the program to turn back the years to the golden age of Christmas with the vinyl blast from Christmas past. With that, let's open the vinyl vault door. Now the vinyl vault door is wide open. Let's turn back to the good old days of Christmas long ago. And of course, there's going to be a song that I managed to find and come across on one of my trips down the vinyl past of long ago. And this is not included in the Christmas in the Valley albums, but is very much associated with the Valley because it was recorded by one of the Valley legends, that being Dusty King Sr., father of the well-known and well-respected Dusty King Jr. Now, this song is off one of the older LPs I have here and has a lot of background noise to it, but I do hope y'all enjoy hearing Dusty King Sr. sing an all-time classic version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. With that, we'll be back following this. Send us out of the first hour and into the second. Good morning, friends, and Merry Christmas.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out to glee. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll get down in history. Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Well, yes, friends, once again, we have reached the end of the first hour of the Way Back Country Morning Show in Jamboree. On this, our Christmas in the Valley tribute to the Ottawa Valley. As we bid farewell to this first hour and look upon the second hour, 9 o'clock here this morning, I would like to share a collection of gospel-inspired Christmas favorites. First, it'll be the Debenham Brothers, who just recently got inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame of the Ottawa Valley, and Away in a Manger. Then we'll hear from our good friend Bruce Golden from Hawkesbury, One Bright Star. Then we'll follow that with Wayne Rostad to take us up into the top of the hour with a classic titled The Big Six. With that, to say good morning to all my listeners out there in radio world. Morning, friends.
star was shining on a bed made of hay. In a manger he lay. Shepherds came, they knew his name. King of kings, a brand new day.
They saw the light in the darkness. It shines on love and tenderness. Brings out the hope that's in all of us.
May it shine its light on you this Christmas night. Christmas Eve, I still believe that same star still shines on me.
I saw the light in the darkness. It shines on love and tenderness. Brings out the hope that's in all of us.
May it shine its light on you this Christmas night. May it shine its light on you this Christmas night.
Production to conjure up a miracle, just heaven and the earth and the magic in between. Once the fire is lit, the consequence becomes historical. It ain't a big production, knowing this is all you need.
One
star shining in the heavens.
Two
shepherds watching from the fields.
Three
wise men come to worship in the manger,
taken in the glory as the magic is revealed.
4 days fleeing into Egypt.
5 days
walking back again.
6
angels guiding from the heavens.
Hallelujah, children, 'cause he's coming back again.
This whole world was over-weary with worry and neglect. We were losing the point between the cause and the effect. So Jehovah sent a baby on a long and lonely trek to try to teach us how to treat each other with respect.
One
star shining in the heavens.
Two
shepherds watching from the fields.
Three
wise men come to worship in the manger,
taken in the glory as the magic is revealed.
4 days fleeing into Egypt.
5 days
walking back again.
6
angels guiding from the heavens.
Hallelujah, children, 'cause he's coming back again.
He put the sun up in the sky to drive away the night. He put the boots to Pharaoh for the Israelites. He can make a flower bloom in a heart choked with weeds. It only takes a miracle, and this is all you need.
One star shining in the heavens.
Two
shepherds watching from the fields.
Three
wise men come to worship in the manger,
taken in the glory as the magic is revealed.
4 days